Right. Thank you very much. Proverbs chapter 4 is our beginning this evening, continuing our little study on wisdom. We started it last week with these verses here, just talked about wisdom itself and where it comes from. Proverbs chapter number 4 and verse number 5 is where we'll begin reading. And we will read through verse 9. Alrighty. Chapter 4, verse 5, God's word says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Alrighty, let us stop there. And again, wisdom is a principal thing. Last week we talked about in our introductory or first lesson about what wisdom is and where it comes from. Wisdom, as we considered several definitions, we landed on this one, and this is the one I like, and this is my favorite definition. And I think this one will is the one that we want to use throughout this study. Wisdom is simply seeing things the way God sees them. Seeing things the way God sees them. Looking at things from God's point of view instead of ours or anybody else's. Seeing things the way God sees them. And that's the kind of wisdom that we need. We need to be able to see things the way God sees things. And boy, does that answer a lot of questions and settle a lot of issues and help with a lot of decisions if we can just look at things the way God looks at things. And so we need wisdom. We talked last week about the fact that there's different kinds of wisdom. The Bible talks about the wisdom of this world, how that in the wisdom of this world they knew not God. That's not the kind of wisdom we want. A worldly wisdom does not get you to God, and it certainly does not help you to see things the way God does. Because it doesn't get you to God. And so when we talked about wisdom last week and the source of wisdom, of course, the source of it in chapter 2 is the Lord. Verse number 6, the Lord giveth wisdom. And that begins with, as far as seeing things the way God sees, it begins with seeing God the right way. Chapter 1 says in verse number 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 9 and verse number 10 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and Job 28:28 says that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. So when we're going to get wisdom, it all begins with getting God in the right place in our mind and in our heart and in our vision, and seeing God the way that he is. And then as we see God the way that he is, then we see other things as God sees them, and then we can get wisdom. We noted last week that wisdom is offered in chapter 1, verse 23, through the words of God, through the Bible. I will make known my words unto you, and it's done by the Holy Spirit. I will pour out my spirit unto you, and in so doing, I will make known my words unto you. So wisdom is certainly knowable. It is accessible, and you can have it. It is from the Lord. He wants you to have it. He tells you to get it. And so tonight, we want to consider his statement here in chapter 4, get wisdom. He said it in verse number 5, get wisdom. And he said it again in verse number 7, therefore, get wisdom. Get wisdom. Chapter 16 says getting it is better than getting money. And chapter 17, he referred to it, and we'll look at that here in just a moment. But let me give you just some simple things out of Proverbs tonight about getting wisdom. Number one, it is a heart matter. Getting wisdom is a matter of the heart. Of course, chapter 4, verse 23 tells us that we need to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And the principal issue of life is wisdom. Chapter 4, verse number 7 tells us, being able to see things the way God sees things. And so that is a heart matter. Notice here in chapter number 2, the Bible says in chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. All righty. Heart is what we're talking about. It is a heart matter. Now, we turn back a few pages to chapter 17. Chapter 17. And notice verse number 16. Chapter 17 and verse number 16. Bible asks a pretty good question. The Bible says, wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? In other words, why is he trying to pay money? Why is he paying money trying to get wisdom when he doesn't have any heart for wisdom? The point is, without a heart for it, it's a waste of money, because without a heart for it, you're not going to get wisdom. If you don't want wisdom, you're not going to get it. All right? Wisdom is not anything that can be forced upon a person. Seeing things the way God sees it is not anything that can be forced upon a person. You have to get it because you want it. Now, tonight I want us to consider this matter of getting wisdom, but I want you to also notice in our text in chapter 4, twice it tells us that as we get wisdom, we are also to get understanding. Chapter 4, again, verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not. And then verse 7, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, because it's a principal thing, get wisdom, and with all of thy getting, get understanding. Understanding and wisdom essentially come at the same time. You get one, get the other. You need both. And again, that is a heart matter. Now, chapter 16 of Proverbs ties them together another time. Chapter 16 and verse 16, the Bible says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. All righty, so getting wisdom and getting understanding go together. And when we get one, we're to get the other. And so if we will get one, we will get the other. But it's a heart matter. Now, let me give you a thought about this matter of understanding. A lot of times we get this thing about understanding backwards. We want to sit on our hands all the time and use as an excuse, I don't understand this, I don't understand why I have to do this, or I don't understand why I can't do this, or I don't understand why this is so, and so if I just understood, then I would. But that is backwards. That's not how it works. We understand after we do. All righty. Psalm 111 and the last verse of that Psalm 111 says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. All righty. And so because getting wisdom is a matter of the heart, and getting understanding with it is a matter of the heart. Let me give you an explanation of understanding. I've never used this explanation. I've never explained it this way before. I hope this will make some sense, maybe, in this matter of getting understanding along with wisdom. Getting understanding. You know that I am a lover of words. I love words. I love to look at words. I love to think about words. I love to make up new words. I like words. All righty. Understanding. That's a good word. It's a good word for what it means. Usually when we think of understand, it means, hey, I get it. You know, when I, for example, you know, when we teach a math class and, you know, this is how you do. This is step one, step two, you know, algebra. I don't get to teach algebra this year. Ben's going to do it. you know, you teach the procedure, you know, this is what you do. And then this is what you do. And people say, I don't understand it. What do they mean? That means I don't get it. Well, there's a reason they don't get it. The reason they don't get it is because they don't do it. All righty, if you do it, step one, just do it. Well, I don't know why that works. I don't understand. You don't have to understand. You have to do it. When you do it, you mean that's the right answer? Yeah, that's the right answer. You mean that's all? That's all. Oh, I get it. Yeah, of course you do. You get it. You understand it when you do it. All right? And it's that way in our life as well, with spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. God gives us wisdom. He shows us his vision. He shows us his viewpoint. He shows us his mind about something. And we say, okay, I'll do that because that's what God says. And guess what? It works. And we got it right. Oh, I get it. What I need to do is do what God says. You got it. Understanding. Here's what understanding means. It means to, ready for this? Can you guess? It means to stand under. It's kind of like submission. You come under. Sub means under. You come under the mission, under the purpose of another. That's wonderful. We're talking about submission to God. We're talking about your life comes under his purpose. And you put it there. Understanding means to stand under. And that is word stand. Again, that's not as an upright physical position as opposed to a prone position or a sitting position. That is a position that's just where you stand. We talked about that last Sunday morning when we talked about stand in awe of thy word. That's the position we take. This is the belief that I have, the position that I take, that God's word is something to be dreaded with fear and reverence. That's the word awe. And that's just a position that's not a thing that I do. That is a position that I take. That's the position I have in my life every day, every minute, every week, every year, my whole life. I take this position. This is my stand on the Bible. It is God's holy word. I stand in all of it. When we talk about understand, we're talking about standing under. And when we talk about understanding, wisdom, I stand under what God sees and how God sees it. I understand when I stand under God's viewpoint or God's mindset, God's way of thinking about something. What God says is the way that it is and the way he wants it to be. I see that. I stand under that. And I get it. It makes sense. Understanding is to stand under. It means to take the position under, and it means essentially to submit. That's what it means. It means to live by it. Since this is the way God sees it, then that's the way it is, and that's the right way. So that's the way I'm going to live, and that's how I'm going to order my life, and that's how I'm going to conduct my life and myself and my behavior and my conduct and my attitudes and my thoughts and my viewpoints. And that's how I'm going to see it, since that's how God's going to see it. The world sees it this way, and this crowd sees it this way, and my friends see it this way, but this is the way God sees it, so I'm going to see it that way too. You stand under it. And when you do, you get it. Maybe that will give a little light on the statement in Proverbs 28:5. It says, evil men understand not judgment. They don't get it. When judgment being decisions that God makes, choices that God makes about things that he does or things that he allows, and evil men, in other words, people in that particular case who do not see things the way God sees things, do not agree with the way God sees things, they do not understand those things. But that verse continues, Proverbs 28:5, they that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, how in the world can we say we understand all things? Now, there's a lot of things as far as being able to explain the reason for it. I can't explain the reason for much of nothing. But as far as being able to stand under it and submit to it and accept that as right, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that with all things, the Bible says. But that's conditioned on they that seek the Lord are the ones that can do that. All righty. So this matter of getting wisdom and then standing under it, getting understanding with it. Let's go to chapter 2. And this is a simple thing. This is a heart matter, a matter of a person's heart. You notice this in chapter 2. My son, verse number 1 says, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. All righty. Notice three simple things. It all starts if thou. See, this is a heart matter. If thou. This is not something that's forced upon you. This is not something that you're going to stumble onto accidentally. This is something that you are going to get because you choose to. You remember in chapter number 1 when folks did not get wisdom, they rejected wisdom. The Bible says the reason is, in chapter 1, verse 29, they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, which is where it all starts. And so we get to chapter 2, how to actually get wisdom and understanding. You notice the Bible says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words. Of course, this is a dad writing to his son. But for us, it's our Heavenly Father writing to us as his children. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, if thou wilt, if you will, here's what you need to do. Receive my words, hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. In other words, you lean that way. You are tuned in. All righty. Again, this is not accidental. You are deliberately tuned in, inclining your ear, listening, because I want to receive the words and the commandments that will give me wisdom. I want to hear, this is a son wanting to hear what Father has to say and how Father wants things done and what the Father wants the son to know. And I want to know that as a son. So he says, if thou wilt receive my words, hide my commandments, so that you incline your and apply thine heart. Apply thine heart. This is a heart matter. Give your heart to it. Put your heart in it to stand under it. That's number one. So here's what it boils down to. Number one, if you want to get wisdom, number one, be teachable. Be teachable. Don't be one of these people that say, I'm not going to listen to dad. I'm not going to listen to mom. I'm not going to listen to the preacher. I'm not going to listen to the teacher. I'm not going to listen to the boss. I'm not going to listen to God. I'm not going to listen to anybody. This is how I see it. This is the way I think, and I think that's right. I don't see anything wrong with the way I see it. I don't think there's anything wrong with the way I feel about it, and this is my opinion, and this is the way it looks to me, and this is the way I see it, and I'm not going to listen to anybody else. Now, listen, most folks don't say, I'm not listening to anybody else. Some people do, but not very many. They don't say that out loud. They simply say that by not receiving it. I don't need this. I already got enough wisdom. I don't need to listen. I'm not interested in this. And as a result, you will not receive my words and my commandments from Father. You do not incline your ear, and you do not put your heart to stand under what God wants you to see. All righty. So number one, be teachable. Be teachable. If you're not teachable, you ain't got a chance of snowball in Iowa in August. Forget it. You ain't going to get wisdom. And ain't, by the way, is deliberate for emphasis. All righty, just for the record, I do know it's much more punch to it than saying you will not get wisdom. You ain't going to get it. Do you understand? Can you stand under that? Oh, yeah, okay, I get it, I get it. All right. Be teachable. Number two, verse 3. Yea, if thou, here's the next one, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, that crying is not shedding tears, it's lifting up your voice. Now listen carefully. There's some things that we can learn if we got a heart for it, simply by asking. You remember the verse in James chapter 1, verse 5? If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? Ask of God. Ask of God. In other words, crying after wisdom or knowledge and lifting up your voice for understanding begins with asking God. If you lack wisdom, ask. That's as simple as God put it. In James chapter number 1, verse number 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given, the Bible says. You can have it. You can have it if you'll ask for it. But again, you got to have a heart that will ask for it. You got to have a heart that wants it. You got to have a heart that just cries for it and lifts up your voice for it and lift it up to God. Now, when you do that, God has promised to answer. But sometimes God's answers come directly. I mean, God will speak to your heart. God will bring a scripture back to your mind, or something you heard in a message at church or Sunday school or something like that. And the light will come on and you'll have your answer directly from God. That's a wonderful thing. Sometimes, though, when you ask God for wisdom, you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, sometimes what God does is direct you, for example, to prayer meeting. And lo and behold, we're studying on that. Something, you know, that's going to lead us to exactly the verse or the text that you need, and it may not have anything on this planet to do with the subject that we're studying, but as you see that verse, the light comes on, and there's your answer, and now you've got wisdom about things, and things start coming together. I have been very encouraged and blessed by some of the responses to the last two Sunday night messages on the eternal security of the believer. The light has come on for some folks that, you know, they've heard about that for years, but the light came on. That is a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful and wonderful thing for them, and it's very, very encouraging to me. But our point is that you can get wisdom, number one, by being teachable, and number two, by asking for it. Be inquisitive. Ask. You begin with asking God. If you're not going to ask God, don't ask nobody else. Ask God. Start with him. He'll give you direction if there's somebody else that you need to ask who can supply answers for you. He'll give you wisdom about that. He can give you direction about that. It may be that this thing of getting wisdom, crying after knowledge, lifting up your voice for understanding, may not be simply a matter of praying, although obviously that's again where you start. It may be a matter of getting interested in it and getting inquisitive about it. Chapter 18 of Proverbs in verse number 1 says, through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. In other words, he becomes a student of that. He gets to nosing around about it. He gets inquisitive. He gets curious, and he starts asking questions and reading books and studying and talking to people about it and trying to learn things from other folks who, at least apparently to him, have some wisdom in that area. And so he's crying after knowledge, and he's lifting up his voice for understanding because he wants to get wisdom and he wants to get understanding. And so he's asking questions beginning with God. So number one, be teachable. Number two, be inquisitive. Again, this is all heart. And number three then, verse 4, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. This is the third, if thou. If you seek this thing called wisdom and understanding like you look for money, silver, if you will search for her like you are looking for some hidden treasure that the pirates left years ago, or some other kind of treasure, wherever it might be at, but you're looking for that like you're that woman in Luke 15 that had some money and lost one piece, and she swept the house and looked diligently till she found it. She's looking for silver, searching as for hid treasures. You notice the Bible refers several times in the book of Proverbs, makes a connection between the priority of wisdom and understanding being much more important than silver and gold, than money. Look in chapter 3, verse number 13. Through 15, chapter 3, the Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. He finds it because he's seeking it as silver and searching for it as for hid treasure. And he finds wisdom in verse 13. Verse 14 then says, the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies. All the things thou canst desire, not to be compared unto her. Chapter 8 and verse 19, wisdom speaks as if it is a person. Personification is what it is. And wisdom says in verse 19 of chapter 8, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. And then we read chapter 16 and verse number 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. I mean, as necessary and important as money is, gold and silver, wisdom is far more important, far, far more important. How much better it is, the Bible says. And so, if we would see wisdom and understanding in that light, then that it is far more important that I know what God thinks about something and I know how God looks at a subject than it is that I have money. Listen, if you will, for example, if you will see how God sees money, that'll help you to get along better with the money that you do have or don't have, as the case may be, or how to get more money if you really need it. If you'll see money the way God sees it, if you'll get wisdom from God and stand under that, that'll take care of your money problems. He'll tell you what to do, where you can find it. But the point is, more than having money, We need wisdom. And so our text in chapter 2 says, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. The way we seek for that is to be very, very persistent, very dogged in our pursuit. Did you ever notice there's a difference between Sunday sick and Monday sick? Did you ever notice that? You get sick on Sunday, oh, I can't go to church. But you're the same sick on Monday, but you can get to work. You know why? Got to have that silver. We got to have it. That is not a point about, you know, nothing like that. Our point is we'll go after it. We'll go after silver. We will go when we don't feel like going. We will go to work when we don't feel like. We'll go to work. We don't even like our job because we got to have silver. We got to have gold. We got to have the treasure at the end of the week called a paycheck. We got to have the treasure in that grocery cart. We got to have the treasure in that garage. We got to have the treasure that comes from all the benefits of having silver and gold. Listen, the Bible says if you will look at wisdom and understanding that way, and you'll go after wisdom and understanding the way you go after silver and gold and all the treasures that come with silver and gold. If thou wilt, then, verse number 5 says, then. So, you know, when we find ourselves lacking wisdom, usually we can come back to one of these three things. We're missing in the teachable part of it, or the inquisitive part of it, or the persistent part of it. We're willing to do without. We're willing to take no for an answer. We're willing to not get it. Because if you will receive my words, if you'll cry after knowledge, if you will seek her as silver, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. You'll get God right. You'll stand under that, and lo and behold, you'll find the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is not simply knowledge about God, although you'll find that too. It's knowledge from God that you need. This wonderful thing about the English language, a little two-letter word like of, O-F, means a whole lot. You can find the knowledge about God. You can find the knowledge from God. That's wonderful. It really is. But you got to receive his words. You got to cry after it. And you got to look for that just like you would look for money. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Because the Bible says the Lord gives wisdom. He doesn't make it difficult. He doesn't make it impossible. It's not some kind of game, you know, get it if you can. He says, I pour out my spirit. I make known my words. It's not as though God doesn't want you to get it. The question is, do you want to get it? And the fact of the matter is, we can. All righty? God wants us to. And if we want to, we can. Be teachable, be inquisitive, be persistent. This is a deliberate matter. You notice the Bible says in our text, get wisdom. All righty? This is not a statement. Wisdom is a principal thing. So open your mouth wide and I'm going to pour it in. That's not how it works. Wisdom is a principal thing, so go get it. Go get it. Much like Israel, you know, when Moses died and Joshua stepped up to the leadership, he says, this whole land is yours. Go get it. Every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, it's yours. But it's none of yours. You don't get any of it until you go get it. And that's the way it is with wisdom. You can have it all that you need, if you go get it. But you don't get any of it until you go get it, or unless you go get it. So I hope that the Lord will encourage our hearts about this matter of wisdom, about seeing things the way God sees things, thinking about things the way God thinks about them, believing about things the way God believes about them. That's wisdom. And that is a broad, broad, broad subject. All righty. So we're going to study a little more about wisdom next week, Lord willing, and so we know where it comes from, we know how to get it, and we'll continue our study then, Lord willing, next week. That's all tonight. Let us stand, we'll pray, and sing a going home song and be dismissed. I do appreciate you being here tonight. Hope these things will be helpful. I hope the Spirit of God will speak to you about getting wisdom. I mean, really wanting it. All righty. Thanks for being here today. Dear Lord, we are very grateful tonight again for the Bible. I'm thankful that you have made known your words to us by pouring out your Spirit to us. I pray, dear Lord, that we would receive them. I pray, dear Lord, that we would hide them. I pray, God, we'd incline our ear to them and apply our heart to them. I pray, dear God, we'd cry after knowledge and lift up our voice for understanding. Dear Lord, I pray that we would seek wisdom and understanding from thee, Lord, and knowledge from thee, like we do money and like we do treasures. Dear Lord, I pray that we'd be very persistent and deliberate to get wisdom, because it is the principal thing. With all of our getting, help us to stand under it then and get it. And so, Lord, dismiss us tonight with grace and gladness in our heart. Wisdom is available to us. We can have all that we want. You've given us plenty already. May we always have all that we need. And I pray, Lord, we'd always go to the right source to get it. So dismiss us again now. Keep us safe and faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for being here. God bless you.
Let's turn to song number 507. Song number 507. We'll sing the first and the last. Tune my heart to sing thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon.